Robert Charles, Woke Media Turn Moon Landing into Political Knife Fight About Sexism. By Robert Krajicek on July 19, 2019. The New York Times and Washington Post used the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 spaceflight and moon landing to push a political knife fight, said Robert Charles, spokesperson for the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. On Wednesday, the New York Times framed the Apollo program as a failure in terms of female astronautical participation. In an article titled, "To Make It to the Moon, Women Have to Escape Earth's Gender Bias," the New York Times claimed, the Apollo program was designed by men, for men. But NASA can learn from its failures as it aims to send women to the moon and beyond. The Washington Post similarly highlighted the demographic composition of the 1960s aerospace program is largely white and male, stating it was difficult to spot a person of color in photos of the program's teams. Charles addressed the New York Times and Washington Post's political framing of the Apollo 11 program. "These men were exceptional," said Charles of the Apollo 11 crew. "Could they have been women? I suppose in a different era and time they will or could be. But in that moment of time, we should be prouder than proud and stop turning everything into some sort of a political knife fight. It's just absurd. Listen." Charles continued, "I look back and I think to myself, if you cannot be proud as an American of what America accomplished as one nation under God, 250 million people, 400,000 engineers, with the future of the world in the balance, if you can't be proud of what we did then, I don't think you can ever be proud of America. And I think if you can't, then you better start thinking about why you should be." A celebration of all this occurred just this past weekend at the Reagan Library, recalled Charles, "and that event brought in such a great cross-section of America. The national anthem was sung by Gloria Gaynor. A lot of the other entertainment was Tommy James. You had a lot of astronauts there. You had engineers. You had current private sector rocketry folks. Every variety of American was there, and I think that is the spirit of America. The Apollo 11 mission epitomized American greatness and exceptionalism," determined Charles. "When push came to shove, when democracy, liberty, freedom, and the rest of the future depended on it, by God, don't count the Americans out," Charles stated. "There will always turn the key and make it happen. Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Mike Collins put their lives on the line for the mission," noted Charles. Charles stated, "Buzz, Neil, and I think Mike, I had read, got together at one point and said to themselves, what were the chances of making it? And they thought the chances were 2 out of 3 that we would get out there and get back alive, and that was good enough for them." Charles remembered how Walt Cunningham, who flew on Apollo 7, reflected his NASA astronaut successor's willingness to die for the space mission. Charles recalled, "My son has asked, Walt Cunningham, how come you weren't afraid? The first one that got to the pad, Apollo 1, had burned on the pad for reasons that had to do with technology, and Walt said, well, this will be hard for you to process, but we thought, number one, what was good for America was good for the world. These ideals were true and we really were dedicated to them, so we were willing to risk everything. Secondly, we were all fighter pilots. We made that decision years and years ago. We didn't have to make it again. So was I afraid or thinking about it? I didn't even think about it. We were focused on our mission. Our mission was to make this happen for America. And by making it happen for America, the free world would stay free, and that was enough for us." Charles concluded, "They all made that decision, and they all believed in America. If we believe in ourselves, and we believe again in the things that made us great to begin with, we won't have any problems staying great. We just have to keep coming back to the belief." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.